Talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Child's Performance Exhaust is the River Region's exhaust specialist. They replace catalytic converters, banded broken tailpipes, and more. They can handle exhaust issues from the simplest repair, replacing a bad catalytic converter, even performance exhaust systems for your show car. Full custom exhaust systems, stock exhaust, and diesel exhaust. Child's Performance Exhaust carries a full stock of performance mufflers, chrome tips, and more. Plus, they service brakes, shocks, and struts for all makes and models of cars and trucks. Remember, your exhaust matters. Get it right and get the best. Child's Performance Exhaust. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 till noon. Their performance experts are the best in the River Region. Ask any local mechanic. They'll tell you that they rely on Child's Performance Exhaust. Call 396-3033. That's 396-3033. Find them on Facebook at Child's Performance Exhaust.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
The 2018 models are coming soon. Here at Riverside, we have the all-new 2018 Traverse and the 2018 Equinox.
See Woody,
Margaret, or Charles to take a test drive today. Whether it's a Riverside car or truck, Chip, Ray, or Jerry will help you find exactly what you want.
How about this? $12,000 off on this new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab four-wheel drive. $12,000 off.
The best deals, the friendliest people.
When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Highway 231, Wetumpka.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we head into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. You couldn't ask for a better night for the Camellia Bowl here in town. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the 40s during the evening. Overnight low temperature 40 by morning. Tomorrow, look for showers likely by the afternoon. A very mild day with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night into Monday. Upper 60s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s again on Tuesday with the risk for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather change. changes, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome to the program, and I think I have Scott. Scott, are you there? Scott, are you there? I don't have Scott. Let's try. Scott?
Yo, I'm here.
Awesome. I hit the right button. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. I know I told you this when you answered a minute ago, but I'm going to say it real quick for the listeners. In my opinion, you guys are on fire tonight. You guys are really hitting the lick tonight.
Thank you. I feel like it.
Absolutely. Now, you know me, so I'm going to have to hit some controversy your way, but before I do that, I got to ask, is it Bo?
Bo, yeah.
Okay, Bo, you the man, you're definitely knowledgeable, and I want to ask you real quick, I find it interesting you guys decided to speak on baptisms tonight, because just within the past week, I was talking to my wife about that, and she was of the opinion that and she was raised in the church. I was not. I only just recently, basically awakened and realized and fell to my knees because, and real quick, I'll do a quick plug real quick on how the heck that happened, and that is the flat earth was my catalyst.
Wow.
But that's not the subject I want to get into, but the baptism thing.
Yeah.
Now, my dear friend down in Florida who is currently got one foot in the grave and one foot out, due to his drinking and drugging and everything that he's done throughout his life.
Sure.
Now, he just got baptized, and I thought to myself, you know, I don't know that I've gotten baptized or not, to be honest with you. I feel like I had, but I was too young to remember, and therefore not really sure that it counts. But my question is can you, just explain real quick, or however long it needs to take, why being baptized is very important. Can you please explain that? Because I didn't catch.
Sure.
Go ahead.
We can do that.
Well, first of all,
you're commanded to.
First of all, don't you want to be a follower of Christ?
Oh, you know it.
Okay. He said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." A follower of Christ follows Christ. Well, what did Christ do? Christ was baptized. Not that he needed to be, but for an example for us. Christ is the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
He is our pattern. He is our model. He is the prototype of the kingdom. In other words, he is the first seed of the incorruptible seed. He was born of the Holy Ghost. Man didn't have any corruptible seed of man had nothing to do with the birth of Christ getting here. So in other words, when we're born again, if you go and study water baptism, that was one of Christ's doctrine. Nicodemus came to him at night sneaking around he didn't want his other, intellects, religious.
The Sanhedrin.
Yeah, he didn't want the religious high-minded folks to know what he was up to, but he was going over there to inquire of Christ, how can a man be born again to enter his mother's womb a second time?
Yeah.
But the Lord, he didn't really rebuke him, but he
joked at him. Like,
yeah, he said,
how can you be that high up
know these simple things?
Yeah.
Well, he said, you must be born of the water and the Spirit.
Yep.
You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. What does that look like? That looks like Christ's baptism.
Mm-hmm.
He went down in the water, which is what we do. We go down in that watery grave with Christ. We're dead in Christ, but yet we come out of the water a new creature in Christ Jesus.
And the Spirit descended upon him.
And the Holy Spirit came upon him after that. Because what happens in our water baptism is, in the book of Acts 2:38, it says, Peter said, and repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Your sins are remitted at water baptism. You don't want to carry them things around with you forever, do you?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Well, there's one motive to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right there.
Yep.
To wash away those sins and leave them in that watery grave.
I love it.
And then you know, like I was talking earlier, you're emptying out that vessel. You're continually going down to the altar and praying, Lord, reveal to me, show me where I have any unforgiveness in my heart. I want to get it out. Take it all out. Take the root of bitterness out of me, out of my spirit and out of my soul. Once you empty out your vessel totally before the Lord, then he will fill you with himself, the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you want.
Yep.
Okay. Amen.
And then you have the power to walk as a new creature in Christ Jesus to be a witness no matter where you're at. You say, you know, hey, I believe. I don't have a problem telling you I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yep.
It don't matter what environment you're in. You might be in a, you know, in a restaurant where a bunch of Satanists walk in. And they look at you and go, are you a Christian? You stand up and proclaim it. Yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Savior.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That gives you the power. The Holy Ghost gives you the power. Dunamis.
Yep.
And so we're, you know, we're a weak vessel without that.
Yep.
I agree completely. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, yes, sir. Scott.
Okay, so now for the controversy. I always hesitate, though.
It's all right.
Whenever he's on, because the man, he's very knowledgeable, and I know he's going to come back with something that I'm not going to be able to throw some more scriptures with, but I got to do it anyway. So, okay, as far as Israel goes,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a big issue with that.
Yeah,
Israel was stolen from the Palestinians. It was taken by force. That doesn't sound like the way of the Lord to me. And what was the blessing that was given to Abraham? Do you remember? I'm sure Bo knows it. What was the blessing given to Abraham? I will bless thee and make many nations. How's it go again?
Well,
do you remember?
The blessing, the birthright, which is what I believe Abraham had, the reason God chose him, is faith. He had the legitimate stuff. He had the real stuff. He had the stuff of the Lord when he said, if you have the faith of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed. Abraham had the pure, bona fide faith. That's why
okay.
God drew him out from the Chaldeans.
But how did he? What was it? What was it? I will. Out of thee will come many nations, many kings of nations, and I will bless thee with. Is that? I mean, something
and
like
will,
that, right?
I will make you a great nation,
right,
and
right.
I will bless
he cho-
you.
He chose
make your
him.
Name great.
He chose him because of his faith, and usually, one of the characteristics that God looks for in man, if he's going to choose him to do a work for him, is humility. Abraham had the spirit of humility all over him, same way Job did, same way Moses did, and a lot of the other, you know, leaders, probably Joseph, had that spirit of humility, which means God can influence them.
Yep.
Right, right. Well, yeah, like I said, I'm not asking why he chose Abraham. I was like, what the blessing exactly was. Now, my thing is I hear this all the time that, like, from that Moses was a Jew or Abraham was a Jew and Jesus was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but the problem with that is that the definition, by definition, a Jew is a descendant of Judah. And Judah did not even come along until after Moses and after Abraham. So they could not have possibly, by genealogy, if you go back and look through, because genealogy is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody, when they start studying, as you well know, I'm sure, when they start reading into the, like in Genesis, where all that genealogy is, mm-hmm. and they, you know, such and such was of such and such and gave birth to such and such and such,
right.
Most people get lost in that and lose interest very quickly, as did I. However, if you really read into that, because it's very important, genealogy is extremely important.
Absolutely.
Like I said, they could not have been Jews if Judah had not even been yet. And that's, and also, as far as Israel goes, back when the Jews had their temple built, what was the name of the land? Jerusalem. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so if the whole point, they want to get back there and rebuild their temple and all that stuff, if the whole point of that is, why would they rename it Israel? Why would they do that? Because Israel was a brother of Judah, and Judah and Israel were at odds. Judah hated Israel, but the Jews try to teach us that everything in the Old Testament has to do with Jews, and that it's all about Jews, and that it was for the Jews, and that they were chosen.
Right.
But it was Israel that was chosen to inherit, and he was the one favored by Joseph.
Gotcha.
Israel was. So right. Why would the Jews get back forcefully their land? Why do they rename it Israel? That makes no sense to me at all.
Gotcha. Well, I tell you what, Frank.
No, that's really all I got.
We're going to answer that.
I don't know if I'm going to have an answer for that, but I'm at work.
Yeah.
I got to if I can get you to delay that answer for like 3 minutes, that'd be great, okay?
That's great, because I got to hit a 3-minute break, so that works out perfect.
Fantastic. Thanks, y'all.
See you, man.
See
you. All right, callers, hold on, please. We'll get with you as soon as we can. We got to hit this break. This is Clearing the Air, and we will be back in three short
minutes. Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Darn, the vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're more than a typical pawn shop. Sure, they can get you the best price on your pawn, but let's talk about the high caliber part. Danny and the staff have been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. Hey, you're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn, you're family. When it comes to hunting gear or personal protection, check High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. Make this season a trophy season. Visit High Caliber Gun and Pawn today. The fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. You'll get in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. It's all here. New, used, ammo, cleaning, and repair. Head to Prattville to High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Just look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. You know, Christmas is closer than you think. Layaway now at High Caliber Gun and Pawn.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Ron Howard with Southeastern Insurance. When you're looking for any type of insurance, look to us. We're competitive in the automobile, homeowners, boat insurance if you're at Lake Martin, or any type of commercial insurance. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, welcome to Clearing the Air. And I bet you Frank's going to have something to say about this. Frank?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Can you answer some questions for us?
Well, yeah, I can, you know, first off, I'm going to say Shalom, Yerushalayim, 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 Mashiach, which is praying pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I'm not even going to try to answer that question about Israel, because it would take me 3 hours, and right now it's a little disturbing that someone would even ask that.
Gotcha.
Quite frankly. I just want to touch on what Bo touched on earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bo, you were right on the dark, okay? I'm going to touch a little bit on the Holy Spirit.
Please.
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit. First, there was the prophecy, okay? And I want to center around a couple of themes, all right? First, we have John the Baptist. And then the Lord Jesus confirmed the promise to the apostles when he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, okay? Keep Jerusalem as the key to this, to me, to this entire argument, which is the center of the nation of Israel, which mm-hmm. belongs to the Jewish people, period. Okay?
Okay.
Then there was the fulfillment. In the upper room on the day of the Pentecost, suddenly they heard a sound from heaven, like the rushing wind which filled the house. And then they saw cloven or divided tongues of fire, which sat upon each of them. And that was in Acts 2:1, okay? And, Bo, you hit right on that, right on the target. The cloven or divided tongue. And that is the tongues or the exactly the way you explained it, perfectly mm-hmm. explained it, okay? And then they had the fulfillment, okay, which goes on. And Peter says, as a reporter in the church of Jerusalem, on his way to the ministry of the Roman centurion, Cornelius and his family, Peter said, and I begin to speak, the Holy Spirit fill on them in the beginning, okay? And that all happened in Jerusalem, at the church of Jerusalem. That's the entire, hey, Terry, I had no idea. I haven't been having a call for like 2 or 3 months. I've been working out of town, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Other than like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I had no idea. This is probably the best show I've ever heard on radio in my entire life.
Good.
Period.
I'm telling you, man, the Holy Spirit has been in this building tonight.
Yeah. And, Bo, I've got to ask you this question. My background, I was born and raised in the Mormon church. Try finding the Holy Spirit coming from that background and how powerful he's influenced my life. It's incredible. I was almost brought to tears with some of the things that you said. But I want to go on and ask a couple of questions. Have you guys ever heard of the Balfour Declaration?
Yep. I have.
Okay.
I know what it is.
When did it happen?
It was in the 40s, wasn't it?
No. November 2nd, 1917.
Oh, that's right. After World War
I. The Balfour Declaration was a British government public statement that offers support for the establishment of a national home in Palestine for the Jewish people.
Right.
Okay?
That's right. That's right. Lord
that
Balfour.
That set up support for Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main reason that I was going to call in tonight, and when I started doing this and did this kind of this whole research deal, well, I didn't speak in tongues, but now I've got a real strong ringing in my ears. It was really strange. And what you said, my friend, is so true. Okay, because here's where I want to go with it, and you touched on it. President Trump just declared on 12/6/2017, 100 years, Terry, you know I am on a date.
I know, okay? It's so important.
Yes, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That, to me, sets the stage for the third temple to be built.
Yep.
And in order for prophecy to be fulfilled entirely, and we go back to, you know, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and the desecration and the destruction of the temple and so forth, or not the destruction, but desecration,
mm-hmm.
by Satan and Lucifer, okay? That can't happen until the third temple is being built. But here's what really, I think people really need to absorb. There is something very special and holy in Donald Trump. He appears to be off course and not connected to religion, and every time he addresses the nation, he speaks about God. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then he came out and declared Jerusalem was the capital of it, or declared that this, we're going to recognize it. Okay?
Right.
Which, you know, threw the world in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's precisely how a leader guided by God should speak. And you've got to compare Donald Trump to Cyrus, the Persian king who ended the Babylonian exile and helped rebuild the second temple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to throw one other thing at you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Just as it, you know, I am a date. Okay. The 9th of Av on the Jewish calendar, both temples were destroyed, the first temple and the second temple. Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, this is a side note, there's 7 Levitical feasts. Okay. You guys brought
seven.
That up.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I can cover that if you want to.
Seven is an amazing number.
Yes. Yeah, seven. There's 7 Levitical feasts.
Mm hmm.
You guys know right now there's massive underground construction below the Temple Mount?
Yes, I know. That's where they keep the Dead Sea Scrolls. I know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Was the Ark of the Covenant in there, too?
Well, I don't know. I think it is, but I don't think it's going to be released until they build the third temple, okay?
Yeah, right.
But here's something. In July 14th of 2017, okay, about 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
it's called the Jordanian Rock, was affected, had lost control of the Temple Mount for the first time since 1967.
Wow.
Okay? It is now in the hands of the Israeli police.
Wow.
That's because of they've installed metal detectors and so forth because
Oh, yeah.
of the murders that were
State happening. State-of-the-art technology. Yep, surveillance and all. Yeah,
right. Now I'm going to go back to the ninth Bob in the Jewish calendar. Just mark this down on a piece of paper someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Watch July 21st, 2018. Okay? And there's a reason I'm putting that date out there.
Okay.
Okay? That's the ninth of Av in the year in the Jewish calendar in the year 2018.
Gotcha.
I think that's when the third temple is going to be started officially and announced. I think that's how close we are.
Yep,
I agree. To the end times. But I cannot reinforce enough. Bo, you hit the Holy Spirit right on the head. I mean, what you said tonight was just absolutely incredible. Now, I've never met you, but I would like to sometime in my lifetime. You just nailed it. The Holy Spirit. We cannot do what we're doing in the name of God until we take that Holy Spirit and it fills our body.
Amen.
Hey, Frank, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about when Trump went to Jerusalem and went to the Wailing Wall with a yarmulke on his head and prayed and laid hands on the wall and prayed? What do you think about that?
I go back to Kim Clement, okay, and his prophecy that Trump will be the trumpet. Okay, that was
wow.
his prophecy. Trump will be the trumpet. And when he did that, it blew me away. I mean, there's no other U.S. president, number one, that would have the guts to do that,
yep.
okay? And then to come out, I mean, there's just it's incredible what's happening, Terry, right now.
I know it.
And there's so, and they are setting him up. Everything they're trying to do now with all these, like you hit a nail on the head.
Yeah.
You know, with all these sex
sure.
offenders or sex deals, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to set him up.
They are.
But remember, when he came into office, he was 7 years old, 70 days and 7 months, okay?
Divine.
I mean, God has chosen him.
Yep.
And Bo, to answer your question, that was incredible. That was just, I mean, I'm American president do that, and the nation of Israel at the Temple Mount, or the, you know, however you want to describe it now.
Hey, one more quick question and thought on this while we're on this subject. The Trump also laid his hand on an orb in Saudi Arabia, but I almost can guarantee you the Spirit of the Lord influenced on him when he laid his hand on the Wailing Wall was a lot different than he laid his hand on the orb.
Oh, yeah.
What you think?
Yes. Yes, I do. But you also have to understand, first, when I called 3 weeks ago, I've been out of town for
mm-hmm.
so long, I haven't been able to call, okay? But what's happening in Saudi Arabia right now is incredible.
The purge.
Okay?
Yep.
The entire purge, what's going on, and both, you go back and look again, and I still believe in the Saudi Arabia war. When Hezbollah in Syria is going to attack northern Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, this deal with Saudi Arabia is strange.
It
okay?
is.
It is really, really strange. Because they took the money out of the entire network of terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Because Saudi Arabia holds most of the wealth in the world.
Right.
In that area. Okay. And when they did that, And they purged all those people, the princes that came,
mm-hmm.
and not kings, but so I don't know. It's an entirely different situation, but it's strange. But the hand of God is just guiding this whole thing.
He really
okay.
is. Frank, I got to go, man. I'm at the bottom of an hour break.
Okay.
It's good to hear from you,
my
friend.
My call.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right. Callers, please hold on for me. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Miss the days when you had a real neighborhood bar where you could just hang out with a gang? That place is still here.
Mo knows.
Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Rick and Moe's has the entire week covered. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Monday, start off the week right. Grab a pitcher and hang out with friends. Tuesday is the perfect time for open mic nights. Wednesday and Thursday nights, come out for your favorite acoustic acts. Fridays through the weekend, it's party time at Rick and Moe's.
Mo knows.
Rose.
They've always got your favorite sports on the TVs. On Sundays, join Jamie for NFL football on the big screens. He'll have the place hopping. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games.
Moe knows
what you want in a neighborhood bar. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar.
Moe knows.
On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive. Moe knows.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you can trust 50 years and still running strong. Woodham Southside Firestone. You're going to love them the first time. Got a nice area for your air condition, by the way, for you to wait in the waiting area. And all of the great ASE technicians and mechanics will do the job right the first time. I can tell you from firsthand experience, well, let's put it like this. After 40 years, Woodham Southside Firestone is the only place you need to go. From the tires, oil changes, transmission service, you name it, they're going to take care of it. I want to read just a couple of reviews for you. Martha C. says, have used Mr. Woodham for over 30 years and have never had one problem. He stands behind his work. Also, from the Finley family, they write, straightforward, answers everything you ask, and has a reasonable price. It's the hallmark of repairs. Woodham Southside Firestone, the name you know, the name you can trust. Woodham Southside Firestone for all your automotive needs.
Discover family fun at Rockin' Jump. Rockin' Jump, the ultimate trampoline park. Book your teen party, birthday, or just bring a bunch of friends. It's gonna blow your mind. Show your skills on the Rock and Jump Stunt Bag. Play trampoline dodgeball. Try the 360 dunk. Climb the 22-foot rock tower, jousting on the XP. Rock and Jump has a clean, safe jumping program. All areas are monitored by Rock and Jump professionals. Moms, check out Rock and Tots. Rock and Tots, a special time for the little ones. Tuesday and Wednesday mornings from 9 till 11 and Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Six and under plus a parent, only $15. Additional kids, only $3 each. It's Rock and Tots. Get a guaranteed Rock and Jump time. Go online, fill in the info, and get your reservation time at Montgomery.rockandjump.com. Rock and Jump, open weekdays 3 till 8, Friday and Saturday till 9, Sundays 11 until 8 at 5544 Atlanta Highway, across from Eastdale Mall. It's fitness disguised as fun, Rock and Jump.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing.
Okay, 50-pound bag of dog food, 2-gallon bowl and dish, extra, extra, extra large dog bone?
Yep.
What kind of dog did you adopt?
I got a puppy.
What kind of puppy needs a 5-foot sleeping bed?
A St. Bernard.
Oh, hope you have a big SUV.
I do. It's a Ford Explorer.
The Ford Explorer, with available class-exclusive powerful third-row seating. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday savings. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash on a full lineup of Ford SUVs like Explorer, Edge, and Escape. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd, 2018. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we head into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. You couldn't ask for a better night for the Camellia Bowl here in town. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the 40s during the evening. Overnight low temperature 40 by morning. Tomorrow, look for showers likely by the afternoon. A very mild day with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night into Monday. Upper 60s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s again on Tuesday with the risk for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back to the program. Wow, the last 30 minutes. And if he's still on there, let's see. 84, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, man, thank you for holding on so patiently. You are on the air, my friend.
Hey, it's been a fascinating show tonight. Bo, how are you doing, my friend?
Man, I am so blessed of the Lord. I just, you know, it's awesome. It's just, I'm like a kid in the candy store anyway up here. How about yourself? You eating them ribs and things or what?
84? What happened to you?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm back. I hit the mute button.
I'm used to that.
Hey, I'm still trying to figure out this new phone. I want my flip phone back.
I hear you, brother.
But now, I usually like to call and argue with Bo, but the first call you took, I think the guy's name was Scott.
Yeah, Scott's a friend of mine, yeah.
And he was, I think he was confused about that since they were Jews and there were no Jews born, because Jews came from the name of Judah.
Right.
That's easy to understand.
Explain
because
that.
Well, the promise was made to Abraham.
Right.
Actually, the promise was not made to Abraham. It was made to Abram.
That's right. And he changed. Yeah, that's right.
And what we forget, and it's easy to forget because the first 10 chapters of Scripture cover most of the time frame that we live in. It covers 4,000 years.
Wow.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
And Abram was chosen at the time of when the people came together and were building the Tower of Babel.
Ooh.
That's when God came down and said, hey,
scatter
look,
them, yeah.
These cats, they're not doing what we told them to do when they got off the ark. So we're going to go down and we're going to confuse their language and we're going to make them divide up. You know, if I say, Terry, give me a hammer, you know what I mean.
Right.
But if I say, you have no clue what I'm saying, and you're going to find. And that's how he forced the people to spread out over the earth. And at that time, that's when he chose Abram.
Right.
And he said, from you, and then all the promises go all the way back to Abram. And then he changed his name to Abraham. You will be father of many.
Right.
And God's got a great sense of humor.
Yes,
so
he
what's
does.
He do to Abram? He gives Abraham one child, Isaac. And Abraham, you know, he's sitting there like, really? I'm going to be the father, like the sands on the sea and the stars in the sky?
With one kid.
One dude?
Yeah.
And then Isaac has Jacob and Esau. And he says, no, we're not going to use Esau. We're going to use Jacob. And so Isaac's like, really? I got up on that dang altar, and my daddy was fixing to kill me, and I've got one, and we're going to be stars of the sky and sands of the sea. And then from there, from Jacob, the one who fought with God,
right?
That's the one, and he changed his name to Israel. So everything starts from there.
Right.
And that's what Israel means, and that's what we do as Christians. We fight with God.
Amen.
We're like, no, I want to do this. And God says, I'm telling you the way to do it. and we're so headstrong.
Stubborn,
no,
man.
I can do it this way and it'll work out. And then you get yourself in a pickle.
Amen.
And you look up and you're like, hey, can you help me out? And you know God's up there giggling, saying,
Thank God, no pun intended, he has a sense of humor.
Yeah. But so that's the deal with it. To say that the Palestinians own Jerusalem because they were there before the Jews were. Think about what the scriptures, if you read them properly, they were not referred to as Jews, even when Moses brought them out of the Promised Land. They were the Hebrews.
That's right.
There's a book in the Bible called the Hebrews. That is a tag that has been hung on the Jews and then was applied as the Bible was translated.
Okay.
So that's why Jews, Jerusalem, and all that is somewhat, you know, confusing to them.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that. I hope Scott's still listening.
He is.
But that hopefully that'll kind of clear up why that those two terms come up. But... Well, I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh.
I lied. Bo, let me ask something. You there, Bo?
I'm listening, cuz.
All right. Now, you talk about baptism.
Right.
Okay. So,
I talk about baptism? It or the Bible talks about it?
No, I'm just saying your interpretation of what the Bible says.
No. I'm not interpreting it. I'm just putting it out there. It's up to you whether you believe it or not.
Okay. Dadgummit, you fell into my trap, man.
All right, what is it? What do you got to say?
I just want to ask him, do you think for someone to be saved, it is necessary to be water baptized?
Absolutely.
Yes or no?
According to the word of God, yes.
Okay. Do you know that you actually have already disproved what you believe in from what you said tonight?
How?
What did Paul say? Well, I say it's Paul. It may have been Peter. What did he say to the people that said they had been water baptized by John the Baptist?
He said,
you must be baptized by what? No, Bo's already said it tonight. You must be baptized by what?
I don't know. What?
The Spirit. Okay. Have you heard of the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Heard of it.
And they say, no, we've not even heard of the Holy Spirit. What baptism are you? We were baptized by the baptism of John.
Right.
You've already said it once tonight.
Okay.
Okay. And Christ, what did Christ say? He said, I've been baptized, but one will, or no, John said.
One will come.
John the Baptist says, I baptize with water. However, one will come after me, more powerful, that will baptize with fire in the Spirit. Correct?
Right.
Okay. In Hebrews, Paul writes, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So which baptism are you choosing, the water baptism or the baptism of the Spirit?
The baptism of the Spirit comes after the water baptism.
You're not going to get the baptism of the Spirit until you have the baptism through water.
He lays it out in the book of Acts, in Acts 2:38. He says, you must be baptized for the remission of sins. Are you going back? In other words, you don't want your sins remitted. Is that what you're saying, 84?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
If you're going to skip that, if you're going to skip water baptism, you're skipping the remission of sins in water baptism.
And you're not going to get the baptism of the Spirit because you haven't gotten rid of your sins yet. You haven't done the water baptism. I think it's a step-by-step.
Look. Do you think Christ would have been baptized if he didn't have to for our sake, to show us the way? He would have skipped that. He'd have put that out there and said, oh, you don't have to do this. He'd have walked up to John, and John would have, instead of saying, John, baptize me, he would have said, John, this isn't necessary because the fire baptism of the Holy Ghost is coming. You don't have to have this part. He didn't skip it. He went down in the water.
It was
to show us the way.
Hey, hold on, Bo. Let me ask you this question. What day do you worship? What day do you go to church?
Every day is a worship day. I am the church. I am the body of Christ. The church is not a building. It's the body.
Do you go to synagogue on every Sabbath?
The church is the body.
Wherever I assemble.
I'm in church right now with Terry. Me and Brother Terry are having church right here in the studio.
Yep.
That's not the question I asked. What day do you go to Tabernacle?
I go every day, wherever I'm at. I'm the temple. The Bible says your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Do you work on Saturday?
Temple of the Holy Ghost. Everywhere I go is the temple. Wherever I go is church.
You're not answering my question. Do you work on Saturday? I'm getting to a point.
I'm not working right now. I am. I'm laboring a labor of love in the gospel. The gospel of Christ.
I know where you're going with this, 84. Where Saturday's the original Sabbath.
You're breaking the Ten Commandments. Because God said, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. And if you remember in the Promised Land, or when the children of Israel were going towards the Promised Land, if they gathered manna on the Sabbath, it would rot and it would be full of worms because they were breaking the laws of God.
Guess what, 84?
You, I, and Terry are breaking the laws of God. Why are we not being punished? Because it's a different dispensation.
Guess what, 84?
That is a different dispensation.
If your donkey got caught in the ditch, whether it was Sabbath or not, you'd want your neighbors to come over and help you get them out.
Not the point of that story. You are conflating that story.
Okay. All right. Well, 84. I got to come up on a break, my brother. I really do. It is quarter to a break.
You know I love y'all. I love Bo and I love you, but you know I got to give Bo.
Well, let me ask you something. 84.
With his argument.
Have you got a Christmas tree up in your house right now?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. You know that that's pagan, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
Everybody's got inconsistent stories.
You're absolutely right.
And to be dogmatic about anything.
Because we're human.
To say that you have to speak in tongues to be saved is foolish.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say you had to speak in tongue to be saved.
That's the evidence of the Holy Spirit is what he said.
It is the evidence, but you don't have to. It's not required.
Well, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, therefore you're not saved.
No. You're looking at this differently. No.
You've got to be consistent one way or the other. Okay. You either do or you don't.
You're being dogmatic
you
now.
You are being dogmatic. I'm going to hit my break, my dogmatic friend. And I'll see.
All right, fellas. Love you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Exciting news at Metro Fitness and for the city of Montgomery. We're launching a program to help knock out the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. It is a non-contact boxing-inspired class that can reverse, reduce, and even delay the symptoms of Parkinson's. The program is called Rock Steady, and it's only offered in 2 other cities in the state of Alabama. Metro is proud to be affiliated and the only place in Montgomery to offer the program. For more information, contact Metro Fitness. Go to our website at metrofitness.com. Only at Metro Fitness.
Hey, welcome to the waning moments. Wow, like 10 minutes left of the program. This is clear in the air. Thank you, Bo. It has been, I tell you, the Holy Spirit has been in this room tonight. We got Barry has been patiently waiting. Hey, Barry.
Hey, dude.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Real good show tonight.
Thank you.
I got up early this morning and went out, and all I could see was chemtrails all over the place.
They have been hammering Montgomery all day.
Down here, too.
I mean, all day. Nonstop. I got one picture that has three of them in the same frame. And nautical miles, they're supposed to be, I think, 8 nautical miles apart, according to the FAA. And there's no way, man. They're less than a mile apart. I don't know how they're doing it.
I don't either. And you can tell that some of these aren't real clouds. They're the chemtrails that actually spread out.
Yep. You're right. You know, I had an opportunity. We had the Blue Water Christmas party, and Rich Thomas was there. And I finally had the opportunity to talk to him about chemtrails. And he never really, and I understand his point. I said, Rich, let me ask you something. Because he was asking me about conspiracies, whatever. How did I get into this, that, and the other? And I said, Rich, what do you think about chemtrails? And he said, I've had so many people come up to me, crazy people, come up to me and start asking me about chemtrails. And I said, well, what do you think about them? And he just gave me a funny look. And I said, you can't really talk about it being a meteorologist, can you? And he changed the subject. So he can't talk about it. Now, whether he knows or not, I don't see how he can't know that these aren't legitimate clouds, but they can't talk about it. You know, they fired one of the top meteorologists in the country. It was in Arizona. They fired him for talking about chemtrails. So,
I've asked a pilot, you know, a very, really high up pilot over in Atlanta about all of that. He liked the same thing, you know, like he just didn't really want to talk about it.
I have heard that the airlines get a stipend from the government for spraying. They get a check. But they're, you know, they can't talk about it. They're sworn to secrecy or whatever. Who knows? I don't know. The thing with me is I have never caught a commercial plane spraying. They're always military. Well, they don't have a transponder so that I can pick up. So apparently they're military.
Or something else, exactly.
Speaking of that, you need to go to the Clear in the Air Facebook and look at the pictures. I did a video on all the planes on the 13th, and there's some weird stuff there. Just take a look.
Oh, I did get your email about the liquid piston. That's just a different version of the Wankel. Is that what that is?
I couldn't really understand it.
I thought it might have been a rotary engine.
It's kind of the same principle of the eccentric movement, you know, but it doesn't use a triangle. And what it means by liquid, I don't get it. I don't understand. I was hoping you could read it, maybe understand it better than me. I didn't get it.
I ain't gone into it deep. This has been finals week, and it's just crazy on finals week trying to get everything done.
Have you ever heard of a metal called nitinol? NITINOL. It's a metal that they discovered many, many years ago. It's a metal that can be formed into any shape. But when you can twist it apart, do anything you want to, but once you put heat to it, it goes back to its original shape.
The stuff they found at Roswell.
Exactly. This was the big deal many years ago, but I haven't heard anything about it since. Think about what you can do with that.
Oh, yeah.
These physicists in Berkeley were working with it, and they made Stirling engines out of it, which is, you know, all you're using is temperature, the differential in temperature. But that's crazy, but I don't know what's happened to it. Yeah. Nitinol.
Yeah. Hmm. Hey, I hadn't heard about that, but, you know, there's so much stuff, you know, I've been going through a lot of stuff, but, you know, it seemed like there's three or four pivotal times in the last 100 years, you know, like World War II and the Nazis. It just seems like so much just keeps coming out from all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's everywhere you turn, you know, and Hitler had his agenda for the New World Order also, so, you know.
Exactly. And, well, the Nazis were so smart. And I keep reading where they were into the Thule Society, where they contact demons and they got their information from the other side, another dimension where the demons are. And that's why the Nazis had all this knowledge. If they're that smart and they had all that information, how did they lose the war? And the answer is they didn't.
They went to
South America. They sold out what they had to the Allies and the Russians, guys, the rocket scientists and stuff that were in Peenemünde, they threw them under the bus, let them get captured, but the majority of the bigger ones moved to South America using the Vatican and the rat line.
I think that the power of prayer was so strong back then that it delayed them from what they was wanting to do back then.
Could be. I know that we destroyed a few of their water plants where they were trying to get the heavy water, for the nuclear weapons. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
And all the stuff y'all were talking about tonight about the faith, I think the faith is really a big factor in everybody's dealing with the Spirit of God, because of, you know, if you remember the scripture where, you know, Jesus had been healing people and there were so many people around him touching him, and just one woman come up and touched him, and he turned around, "Who touched me?"
He knew the energy had left him, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love that passage.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. You know, they've proven that through our conscious mind, we can alter the molecules of water. Well, the human body's 90-something percent water.
Oh, yeah.
So if we can do that, what's to say we can't heal ourselves, heal other people? You know, we're even told by Jesus that we can do the things that he did.
Healing, I had some people lay their hands on me one time for my knee. I was helping them move, and you could hear it pop, you know, when he was trying to move the piano, and I couldn't hardly walk. And they came over and they laid hands on it. My knee got red hot. And then there for a while, you know, I couldn't do that because I was just so giddy or drunk or whatever you want to call it.
You were high on the Holy Spirit, is what you were. I love it. Yeah, I've heard so many stories. I've heard stories about how the Lord will provide. A guy that does the music ministry at a church we go to, a guy named Mike Ray, a really good guy. This was several years ago, and he was out of a job, and they needed like $300 to make the house payment. And that day at church, somebody came up to him, another member, and had something they wanted him to do, and they were going to pay him $300. Little things like that where God's like, okay, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But it's like Bo said, this stuff happens all the time, but we don't recognize it. We don't see it. Unless you're living in the Spirit, you can't see it.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah, they put their faith in action. Actually, faith is an action word.
Yeah, it is.
And when you utilize it and you use it, it grows stronger and stronger like a muscle.
Exactly. Exactly. God will do so many things. He is doing things. People don't acknowledge it. They don't see it.
But see, that's what the woman with the issue of blood, she had faith that Christ could heal her of that issue, and her faith was so strong and so powerful, it drew virtue out of him. They said it weakened him for a moment because she had so much. She drew on his virtue went out of him. Power went out of him because she had so much. And all the people touching him, you know, he couldn't feel her, but he, in other words, his spirit felt her drawing from his spirit.
He knew
drawing that faith, drawing that power from him. And they were like, "Well, Master, all these people are touching you, and what are you talking about?" And he said, no, not this way.
Yeah,
they
knew.
Ain't touching me this way.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah.
Not with this power, not with this magnitude of faith.
Amazing. I love that. My favorite story, the one that just makes me just break down, is David the shepherd boy. Here are all these soldiers that's what they do for a living, is they fight. And you got this Goliath out there just talking God down like a dog.